Good morning. Welcome to worship on this first Sunday of December, the second Sunday of Advent, this Communion and Food Pantry Sunday. Good to see you here this morning as we gather to worship our God. Good news, announcements you wish to share? Sandy?
Oh.
Wow. That's great. That is good news. Sandy? Yes, on Thursday, it'll be our 43rd wedding anniversary on Thursday. I remember, I maybe have told you this story before, on our first anniversary, we went to Pam's parents, and I remember walking in the living room and her dad looking at me and saying, "Well, you think you can stand another year?" Well, there stood 43 of them. It's going pretty good. So, yeah. Others? Well, of course. That's right. Yeah, we saw you. The picture. Well, I'm sure. Did you post more than one? Because we saw, Pam showed me one. Okay, I just saw one, but well, that's good. Glad you were able to get out there and start spoiling that new grandson. You'll find a way, I trust you. Others? Good news for our community. The newly renovated library opens to the public tomorrow morning. So that's great news. I got a sneak peek last week. It's wonderful. So get out there as soon as you can. I think there's probably an open house, a grand opening in the works sometime, but I don't know when that's going to be. So I think that's up to library board and librarian, and I don't know how much the staff gets to have input. No, no input from the staff. But anyway, that'll happen. But do get out and take a look. To bid on. So if you don't have your shopping done yet, yep, good stuff. So get out, check it out. It's worth the effort. Others? Call your attention to the things on the insert in your bulletin. Poinsettias were ordered on Friday. They'll be delivered this week sometime. I don't know when. They're going to call when they're on their way. She told you Thursday. Did you just go ahead and pay that? Okay, that's good to know. Okay. Yeah, I asked her to call so we're sure somebody's here to receive them. But more poinsettias, I think, than we've had in, I think, since I've been here. We ordered 19 poinsettias. So I think that's a new record, at least in my tenure. So thank you for everybody that reserved one of those in memory of loved ones, friends, whomever. It's much appreciated. Today, from 2 to 4 at the library, so you'll be able to see at least get in the door and see the meeting room, because that's where Mark Homer's retirement open house is this afternoon from 2 to 4. So we'll go out and take a look and wish Mark well and take a look. And He's served in this community for years and years and years. So we'll miss him on the Ministerial Association. Valuable asset to our community. Our daily bread for December, January, February is on the cart in the entryway, west entryway. So pick one up. We're now in December, so you can put those to good use. The mitten tree. Oh, the mitten tree is up. Thanks, whoever plugged that in. I forgot to do that this morning. Through the end of the year, we'll be collecting waterproof mittens, gloves, hats. I don't think the hats have to be waterproof. But I was wondering, I'll just poll the congregation. The United Methodist Church newsletter came in the mail yesterday. It's on on one of the end tables in the parlor. But they also, besides hats and mittens, they collect socks and underwear. And they just have them put, well, you can't put socks and underwear. We could put socks on the tree, but just under the tree. So what do you think about that? Why not? So let's expand our ministry, our mission giving in that aspect to socks and underwear as well. December Senior Center calendar, Meals on Wheels menu are up on the mission board, bulletin board down at the bottom of the ramp. The Christmas Fund offering. Now today is the, well, Phil will get the money that we've given for the Christmas family. And I know the Christmas family and the Christmas Fund are confusing. How it used to be called Veterans of the Cross. Well, now as I looked at some of the material, and I think on the insert in your bulletin, the Christmas Fund for the Veterans of the Cross and the Emergency Fund. That's a lot, but maybe that'll help us keep that a little clearer in our mind if we promote it that way. We'll be taking, receiving that offering on the 19th, 2 weeks from today. So look for envelopes in your bulletin next Sunday, and we'll have some on the chairs at the back of the sanctuary as well for you to pick up. And we'll receive that offering on Sunday, the 19th. Also have a Christmas card from the Carter Center, from Jimmy and Rosalind Carter, as you know, our special peace service in September. That offering that we take for that goes to the Carter Center for Peace, and we get a lot of correspondence from them, and thank you. So take a look at that. That's on the mission bulletin board as well. Looking ahead to this week. Well, if you haven't returned your pledge card yet, this is kind of the designated day to have those in. That doesn't mean we won't take them after today, but please get those in if you haven't already. Tuesday, I will be at Windsor Manor. Tuesday is National Cotton Candy Day. That's good news, isn't it? But it'll be at Windsor Manor. It's about, let's see, when am I there? 2 o'clock, I'll be serving cotton candy. It's in honor of a National Cotton Candy Day. So I did a little research on that. Interesting stuff. The most popular flavors, blue raspberry and pink vanilla. That's what we started with. It's the best. That's what everybody wants. So there's a few that'll try grape or orange. Haven't done mint or cherry yet. That'll be next summer. But anyway, that's what I'll be up to on a Tuesday afternoon. It's also, if you can get your money in, if you have want to make a contribution to the Christmas Family Fund, you can still do it by Tuesday. I think Phil and Holly are out of town, and Phil will be getting that money to him Tuesday, or maybe Wednesday. I don't know what time they get back. Okay. Do you have a total front to yet so far? Okay. Well, we'll publish that next week. Next Sunday, Cookie Exchange Sunday, not Cookie Sunday, but exchange. We're not purchasing one another's cookies this year. We're just going to exchange cookies and make up some plates for some of our shut-ins who will enjoy receiving those as well. So get your bacon hats on and do some baking this week if you haven't already. Surprise announcement. I think the worship and music committee folk are here this morning. If we could meet just briefly after worship down in, let's go down in the meeting room where, and we'll, shouldn't take more than 5 or 10 minutes. I shouldn't promise you that because you know what happens. But anyway, we're going to meet right after worship this morning. Grab some coffee, some lemonade, some water, a cookie or two, and we'll meet for just a few minutes. Anything else? Any Jesus encounters? I know he's been around, but maybe we're so busy with other preparations we haven't seen him. But I know he's out there, so keep looking. Well, let's begin our worship this morning with the lighting of our second Advent candle.
Today we light the second Advent candle, the Bethlehem candle. This candle is offered in honor of the birthplace of Jesus, as well as the many places where Jesus is born in the hearts of believers. While Bethlehem was so busy with commerce that it had only a stable to offer Jesus, let our Bethlehems be places of warmth and welcome. In honor of Bethlehem, we light this candle. Please join me in the prayer printed in your bulletin.
Dear God,
who comes to us through Jesus at Bethlehem, enable us to open our hearts so that we may have Jesus in us.
We give you thanks for the places where we meet him. Amen. Those who are able, please stand for the call to worship.
A messenger calls, "Prepare the way of the Holy One." Blessed be the Holy One who brings light into the deepest darkness. A prophet proclaims, "Make a way in the desert for the coming of God to live in our midst." Blessed be the Holy One who comes to live among us in peace. Let's worship the one who calls us into light. Now let's join together in hymn number 176, "Lift Up Your Heads, O Mighty Gates." Let's join together in our opening prayer. Redeeming keeper of promises, your messengers remind us that you are the source of peace, justice, mercy, and loving kindness. As we prepare for your coming in your Son Jesus, help us shine as the radiant body of Christ, that we may be light for a gloomy, broken world. Amen.
How can we stand in the presence of God? By confessing those places where we need to grow to prepare for Jesus to come into our lives. So let us join together now in our prayer of confession. God of the loving heart, we confess before you those places in our hearts where we have refused you entrance. People we have refused to love. Habits we never get around to changing, good things we have left undone, and ways in which we hurt you, ourselves, and others. Forgive us. Come to us in the light of your Christ. Shine on those places we have hidden from you. Show us new ways to live. Sweep clean the rooms of our hearts, that Jesus may find a home among us. Be known among us now and forever. Amen.
Our first reading today comes from the third chapter of the Gospel of Luke. In the 15th reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was head of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went through the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight God's paths. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." And now let's rise and join together in the statement of faith of our United Church of Christ, which you can find in the back of your hymnal. We believe in God, the eternal Spirit, who is made known to us in Jesus our Lord, and to whose deeds we testify. God calls worlds into being, creates humankind in the divine image, and sets before us the ways of life and death. God seeks in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. God judges all humanity and all nations by that will of righteousness declared through prophets and apostles. In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Lord, God has come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death and reconciling the whole creation to its Creator. God bestows upon us the Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. God calls us into the Church to accept the costs and joy of discipleship, to be servants in the service of the whole human family, to proclaim the gospel to all the world and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. God promises to all who trust in the gospel forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, the presence of the Holy Spirit in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in that kingdom which has no end. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto God. Amen.
Please be seated. Our focus scripture for this morning comes from the prophet Malachi. Scholars don't know if this is actually the name of the writer, because it's also the name Malachi means, or the word Malachi means, my messenger. And as a prophet, the writer is a messenger of God. So take your pick, name or just servant, messenger. From the third chapter, verses 1 through 4, listen to the words of the prophet. "Look, I am sending my messenger who will clear the path before me. Suddenly the God whom you are seeking will come to God's temple. The messenger of the covenant, in whom you take delight, is coming. Who can endure the day of his coming? Who can withstand his appearance? He is like the refiner's fire or the cleaner's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. They will belong to God, presenting a righteous offering. The offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to God, as in ancient days, as in former years. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, we hear from a different prophet this morning. Last week was Jeremiah. A different prophet, but the same issue still exists. And that issue is Israel's righteousness and Judah's righteousness. Think faithfulness when you hear the word righteousness. And the different prophet we hear from this morning is Malachi. Malachi, again, brought a message from God to the people of Judah and Israel who were still under Babylonian occupation, exile. Now, Malachi wrote roughly 140 years after the prophet Jeremiah, but not much has changed. Israel and Judah still struggle with faithfulness to God, following God's ways completely, obedient to God in everything they think, do, and say, in the way they live to themselves and to one another. But Malachi's message is a little different. Did you hear that? A messenger is coming. A messenger is coming. Even in the midst of all that you are experiencing, all the chaos, a messenger is coming to help you prepare for the one that will come after. Now, I don't know if Malachi had in mind Jesus or John the Baptist, because that's the messenger that Malachi is telling Israel and Judah who's coming. But we read that back into it. That's how we understand these words from the prophets. Another messenger is coming. And the work of this messenger will be to assist you in preparing the way, to call you back into faithfulness, to call you back into righteousness, to help you prepare the way in your heart and in your life and in the world for the one that is to come, who will do all the things that Malachi tells him this messenger, not John, not the messenger before, but the one that will fulfill the covenant of between God and God's people. So what are the people to do? They're to present a righteous offering. I wonder what that means. What is a righteous offering? What is a faithful offering? Our default on offerings is the money that we give to our congregations, our churches, to help further the ministry of the congregation and of the church, the ministry of Jesus, the ministry of God. But isn't that only part of what an offering is, money? Yes, it's necessary for the work of the church. But a faithful offering includes more than giving money. This is Food Pantry Sunday. The Sunday we designate to bring food for those who are food insecure. Isn't doing that a righteous offering, a faithful offering to God who calls us to feed the hungry? Isn't a faithful offering offering ourselves to the work of the church, the work that Jesus has called us to do completely, without reservation? There's the hard part, isn't it? Without reservation. A faithful offering requires us to offer ourselves 100% in every way to the God who has called us, to Jesus who has instructed us, shown us the way. We are to prepare a righteous offering to give to God. Before we take an offering, there's always an invitation. I struggle with that invitation. Usually I say, now let us receive our morning offering. That's not bad. The one I have trouble with or most often is the one I say, well, let's take our offering now. It's like, you know, you don't want to give it, but we're taking it from you. I like what Malachi says, present a faithful offering. Present your offering to God. Present it freely to God. Present it towards a purpose. And that's God's call to bring about God's realm throughout the whole world. We're a full week into the season of Advent, that time of preparation, and boy, don't we have a lot of preparations to get before the big day comes. It takes hard work. Time, finding the time to do that amongst everything else that we have to do or think we have to do. Advent is a time to prepare ourselves for the one who is to come, to prepare our minds, our hearts, our entire being to offer to God as a faithful offering. We gather around this table again this morning, reminded of the one whom John the Baptist announced to Israel and to us, who called us to prepare the way. We receive this bread and this cup, mindful of the righteous, the faithful offering that Jesus was, who gave himself in everything he did 100% to God's ways. Let us too prepare, through the example of Jesus, to present a faithful offering to God in every way. For when we do, as we work towards that, God will rejoice. Malachi says so. And not only will God rejoice, but the entire world as well. Amen. God's banquet is coming. The time when everyone will gather together around this table. It will be a banquet where the rich and poor will sit together. A table where the young and old will learn from each other. A time when all people will sit together in peace. Here at this table, we get a foretaste of that banquet. This is indeed God's table. So all are welcome here to eat and drink from it. So come and taste God's eternal grace. Come and see that God is good. Let us pray. Blessings be to you, Creator God. In the beginning, you brought light and life to the world. You continue to bring it love and everlasting light. Your song of wisdom echoes through the ages. Your ancient promise still brings us hope. Over the ages, you have called people to embrace your hope and share your love. And even when they closed their ears to the song, you did not stop singing. You sent prophets and messengers to your people, reminding them of the promised time of peace and justice that would surround the entire world. They came in the midst of despair and filled us with hope. And then you came to a young woman named Mary and laid out the promise in a new way, promising her a son who would be named Jesus. Promising that in her son the world would be changed. Now as we prepare for that child to be born, we echo the ancient cry, O come, Emmanuel. And offer you these words that we know as the Sanctus. Holy, holy, holy God of love and majesty, the whole universe speaks of your glory, O God most high. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna in the highest. As we prepare to celebrate Jesus' birth, we remember the life that he will live. We remember how he broke the bread of human tradition, eating openly with the despised and the outcast of his world. We remember him gathered with his disciples in an upper room to share a meal which would prepare them for the liberation in that room, where he took bread, blessed and broke it, gave it to them, and said to them, "Take, eat, this is the bread of life, broken by the world." Then he took the cup, gave thanks to God for that, and said to them, "This cup is a sign of the new covenant. Drink this as often as you do it in remembrance of me." Remembering his birth, remembering his life, his death, his resurrection. Remember how he poured out his love for all he met. And look forward to the coming reign, the promise that he offers to all the world. A reign of peace, a reign of love, a reign of justice. Let us pray. God, you poured out your Spirit on Mary as she sang words of defiance and hope. Pour out your Spirit on this bread and cup and those of us gathered here. As we eat and drink, may we know your presence. May we be open to the possibilities of your hope and power and be strengthened in our time of waiting, that we will have the courage to make the Christmas promise a reality. Amen. Let us join together now in the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The bread which we break is the bread of life. The cup which we share is the cup of promise. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come, for the banquet is ready. The life of Christ living in you, take and eat. The love of Christ flowing through you. Take and drink and be thankful. Please join with me in the prayer of thanksgiving printed in your bulletin. Creative, connecting God, You have sent your Spirit and made us the body of Christ, from childlike faith to youthful energy, from middle-aged mindfulness to elder's wisdom. We thank you for this feast, this time, this remembrance. Amen. Let us now present our morning offering. Let us pray together. God of creation and giver of life, may the gifts we bring this morning become as warm breaths of life in an often cold world. May they make visible your will and your word. In the name of the child whose advent we celebrate, we pray. Amen. Our closing song, number 158 in your hymnal, Blessed Be the God of Israel. A messenger cries to us, prepare the way. Present a faithful offering to your God. God has been faithful to us, so go from this place, rejoicing in that, willing to share your faith with others, to present yourself as a faithful offering to the world. Amen.